USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. New numbers as we learn at least 42 people have now been killed in the California wildfires. DNA experts brought in to identify some of the bodies. Some people dying in their cars as they tried to escape the flames. Almost 7,000 homes and businesses destroyed. Of course, it being Hollywood, celebrities now getting involved. Actor James Woods helping with his Twitter account, using it to help people find their lost loved ones. Sandra Bullock donating $100,000 to the Humane Society of Ventura County for animals. And Lady Gaga, who evacuates her home in Malibu, showing up and volunteering at a Red Cross shelter. As for the situation in Malibu and Calabasas, Fire Chief Chris Anthony says wind still the biggest problem.
Winds 30 to 40 miles an hour. That clearly has us concerned. We have a lot of resources out on this fire right now.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
New details emerging about the death of the Washington Post journalist killed at the Saudi embassy in Turkey, USA Radio's Wendy King reports.
Audio of the chilling graphic details of the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi has been released. A Turkish journalist claims he's heard the recording, and Khashoggi's last words were, "I'm suffocating, take this bag off my head." It took 7 minutes for him to die with the plastic bag on his head and 15 minutes to cut up the body.
Switching gears now to the economy, the very latest on gas prices. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the national average has fallen to $2.68 per gallon. That reflects a savings of millions of dollars.
Americans are shelling out nearly $100 million per day less on gasoline than they did in early October. That's because the national average is down about 23.5 cents per gallon in the last month. It stands at $2.68 per gallon.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The FAA investigating an incident involving an air traffic controller in Las Vegas.
The FAA is making changes to its overnight staffing policies, requiring two controllers to be in the tower during busy hours after the incident at Nevada's McCarran International when an air traffic controller became incapacitated while on duty. It involved her speech being slurred and unintelligible to many pilots.
Brewings 1069, you're concerned about what?
I'm sorry, say again, for 1069.
Brewings 1069, stand by your spot.
No safety incidents were reported, and a second controller came back from break ahead of schedule to take over. The FAA not saying how the controller was incapacitated, but they say she was taken to a hospital for a checkup and was put on administrative leave. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A judge in Florida issues a warning to attorneys involved in the Florida recount. USA Radio's Tim Berg with details.
Monday is day two of the Florida recounts, with some counties having to run voting machines 24 hours a day to process the nearly 8.2 million votes. Meanwhile, Broward County Circuit Judge Jack Tudor had a message for everyone involved in this case.
Both sides, and I'm talking about lawyers, not politicians here, because I have jurisdiction over lawyers, not politicians. I am urging, because of the highly public nature of this case, to ramp down the rhetoric.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky.